Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms chapters 143 to 150. Let's praise God every day while we are yet alive. We read in Psalms 146 verses 1 and 2 like this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Psalms 146, a psalm of descriptive praise, is part of the grand pinnacle of praise in this book of praises. Each of the last five psalms begins and ends with the Hebrew word hallelujah. However, Psalms 146 is the only one of the five containing the personal pronoun I. The call to praise is addressed by the psalmist to himself as he makes a vow to praise God for the rest of his life. This psalm can be divided into three parts. Praise to God in verses 1 to 4. Power of God in verses 5 and 6. And preservation by God in verses 7 to 10. The psalmist, in his ecstatic joy in the Lord, urged any who heard him to sing praise to God alone. For human rulers, no matter how powerful, are mere mortals, unworthy of such adulation. Only God, the creator of all things, gives hope and exercises righteous rule in the earth. Only God provides for the hungry, the confined, the blind, the oppressed, the righteous, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. When the psalmist preached what the psalmist preached, he practiced. He would not dare call upon us to praise God without himself having first done so, and he resolves to praise God all the days while he is alive. Let us understand that our life will not go on forever. It is our moral duty to praise God while we have life, for no man shall praise him from the grave. As we read in Psalms 115 verses 17 and 18 like this, the dead do not praise the Lord, nor any who go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Bible scholar Warren W. Risby, in his classic book With the Word Bible Commentary, has divided this psalm by four different facets of praise that we can find below. Number one, praise is an evidence of life, verses 1 and 2. Not just physical life, but the life of God in our hearts. Number two, praise is an encouragement to faith, verses 3 and 4. When our faith is low, our praise will gradually subside. But when we praise God, our faith will grow. Number three, praise is an encouragement to hope, verses 5 to 7. When our hope is in God, we can praise Him no matter what the circumstances may be. Faith is the upward look and hope is a forward look. And number 4, praise is an encouragement to love, verses 8 to 10. Our love for God and others and God's love for us. When we love someone, we trust that person, and greater trust brings greater love. So our life, faith, hope and love all are bound up in our experience of praise. As we praise God for saving us from sin, we should remember also to thank Him for creating us in the first place. This gives us more than enough reason for praising Him every day of our lives. Let us praise God every day while we are yet alive on this earth. As we read in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15, a word of exhortation to us. Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And finally, we read in Psalms 150 verse 6, as the psalmist says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.